just past 9 a.m. I'll call a commissioner's court meeting into session for February 10th, 2025. And if you can stand with me, I've asked Commissioner Lang to lead us in our invocation, and then please remain standing for our pledge of allegiance.
Father, we thank you for another beautiful day that you blessed us with, and thank you so much, dear Lord, for being in each and every one's life. And pray, dear Lord, you'll just be with this commissioner's court today as we try to do the best we can for the county and for the people represented here. And pray that you'll just be with the ones that are sick, dear Lord. We've got quite a few around our community that are, and be with them, and please be with the men and women that represent this country, dear Lord, and be with them as they go on their travels. Pray, dear Lord, you'll just lead, guide, and direct us, and forgive us of our many sins and shortcomings, and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, that will take us to item three, which is public comments. Do we have any public comments? Seeing none, we will move to item four, which is our consent agenda. The consent agenda includes non-controversial and routine items that the court may act on with one single vote. The judge or commissioner may pull any item from the consent agenda in order that the court discuss and act upon it individually as part of the regular agenda. And on today's consent agenda, we have the approval of minutes, examine all accounts and reports relating to the finances of the county, audit and settle all accounts against the county and direct their payment, and the approval of payroll.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
I've got a motion by Commissioner Murphy. I've got a second by Commissioner Mayfield. Is there any discussion? All in favor? All right, item five, discuss and consider approving the 2025 CareFlight membership renewal and authorize Judge Benton to sign and take necessary action. And gentlemen, this is our annual agreement with CareFlight. They're still furnishing that to us at $15 per employee, and in this particular agreement, we're going to be covering 130 personnel. So it should be a total of $1,950, if my math is correct.
I think it's money well spent, as far as I'm concerned. Put that in the form of a motion, give you the authority to sign it.
Second.
All right, so I've got a motion by Commissioner Langford. I've got a second by Commissioner Murphy. Is there any discussion? All in favor? All voting for. Item six, discuss and consider approving an agreement with Leeds Online, LLC, to upgrade the subscription for the Sheriff's Office and authorize Marshall Thomas, Sheriff, to sign and take necessary action. Sheriff, do you want to speak to this at all?
It's just, we have Leeds Online, but we're wanting to expand it to the scrap metal part of it. And it's, I believe, $216 a year.
$231.
$231 a year.
Yeah, 231 additional. It's a great program. I've had experience with it. If somebody comes in and steals your, all your tools, the Sheriff's Office can get on Leeds Online and it checks pawn shops to see if that stuff's been pawned. So.
Cool. Motion to approve the agreement with Leeds Online and the Sheriff's Department and allow
second.
Sheriff to sign it.
And so what will happen is, on that, to add to our motion, is that money, I think it comes out of their software, and so we'll move that extra, for this year, that extra $231 out of their operating over to software. Yeah. Okay, so I had a motion by Commissioner
Murphy.
Second.
And I had a second by Commissioner Darden. All right, very good. Any discussion? All in favor? All voted for. All right, item 7, discuss and consider approving the memorandum of understanding between Monte County, Texas and the Monte County Animal Rescue, take necessary action. And gentlemen, you'll see that agreement, that MOU in your packet. Now, I made a little bit of an error in there, and the county attorney put everything in there that I asked him to, but what should be added is also for what we're gonna be furnishing is we need to also be furnishing our general liability insurance coverage to that property, as well as Wi-Fi service, internet service for that property. And those two items are not put in the MOU. We can either table this, or we can do a motion that we accept it with the provision that those two items will be added.
I tell you what, you've been putting it together. I don't know why we can't just add them in there when you're right now. And I'll put that in the form of a motion to approve it and add the liability insurance and the Wi-Fi into the memorandum.
Second.
All right, so I've got a motion by Commissioner Langford, got a second by Commissioner Darden. Is there any discussion? All right, all in favor? All voted for. Item 8, discuss and consider precinct 4 entering Toby Thompson's property on Thompson Road and Starkey Road to clear a fence line and take necessary action.
It's just a routine fence row cleaning, Judge. It's one that I'm proud to get to. County's not going to incur all the expense on it. It's kind of a half deal since we're doing so much of it. But anyway, I'd put that in the form of a motion to approve that.
Second.
So I've got a motion by Commissioner Langford. I've got a second by Commissioner Murphy. Is there any discussion? All in favor? All voted for. Item 9, discuss and consider approving the Stonebridge Estate Subdivision Phase 2, lots 1 through 11, and one common area, 70 acres being part of Block 25, Hill County School Land Survey, Abstract 319 in Precinct 2, and take necessary action.
Motion to approve Stonebridge Estate Subdivision Phase 2.
Second.
So I've got a motion by Commissioner Mayfield. I've got a second by Commissioner Murphy. Is there any discussion? All in favor? All voted for. Item 10, discuss and consider approving replat of Lot 19 in Stonebridge Estate Subdivision to become Lot 19R to reduce the lot size to create a road for access to Stonebridge Estates Phase 2 in Precinct 2 and take necessary action.
Motion to approve the replat.
Second.
So I've got a motion by Commissioner Mayfield. I've got a second by Commissioner Murphy. Is there any discussion? All in favor? All voted for. All right. Being our last item on the agenda, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
I took her out for the first time. We saw the lights on that river. And Saturday night, I guess,
the one on Washington.
Dink had life, all them over. Anyway, that's our first outing. She was tired to get out. She was tired.
She didn't leave till 2 o'clock. I think it's bad.
She's not hurting.
Should dog catcher working there?
Sore, you know, not hurting anything. She had started her therapy.